Weiter in Shasfir Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Daled Pick it up on Lamed Gimel Beis Bada Bava on a page 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom at the end of the line. Amar Rav Zvid, Hai Mani Dekunya, glazed earthenware vessels. Says Rashi Kli Cheres Mitzupa Be'aver Be'aver Ve'karin Flumid. Right, it's covered over with lead, so it's glazed. Then Chivra Ve'ukma Shari, white ones and black ones, they are mutter. Right, because it puts a coating on it, which doesn't allow it to enter in. Yeruka asim mishum de mitzvah, but the green ones, no good, because they are mixed up there, mishum de mitzrif. They're mixed with, if remember, we spoke yesterday with aluminos, the earth, which is very, very absorbent. So it swallows well. Vizbu kartufne, and if the vessels have cracks in them, rashes bekayim stuckim, the coolest here, all of them are going to be aser because even the white and the black ones is going to get absorbed. Darish mireim arkunya, you know, these glazed earthenware vessels, and they're used for yainesech, bein uchum, bein chivra, bein yuruka, whether they're black, white, or green. Shari, their mutter. Why is it different than chametz pesach? The bone midim reimar. Hani money de kunya, the glazed vessels that were used for chametz. Malush tamushim behuve pisach. Can I use them on Pesach? The question here is the metallic covering, the coating on this cheres, in this case, is, you know, it stops the thing absorbing, getting to the inner part of it, in which case it can be kashered like any other type of a thing, or whether even these are considered like regular kicheres, and therefore they can't be kashered. In fact, the Gemara, Zak the Gemara, Yeruka lo tibaylach. It's not a question we did with the green one. The mitzvah fei bali osiri, this is incredibly absorbent, and therefore it's going to be osir. Like we said, it's that whole mixture over there, the mitzvah fei bali osiri, because it gets mixed with this type of earth over there, and they absorb incredibly amounts, and therefore no way it's going to be osir. Ki tibaylach, where is your question only going to come up? By chivri ve'uchmi, when it's white or black. What's going to be the din? Kiyisbu kartufei, where they have cracks, loti baylach, it's not a question. Defali baylach, it's definitely absorbed, that's going to be us. Kiyisbu baylach, this year, when it's smooth, Maya, what's going to be the din? My samareim, I said, beep, turn the page. I'm lehu, anachazina lehu demidaise. I saw that it, Rashi says, mizin, it sweats, dofneim, the walls, mibachutz, machmas bliosan, because of the fact that it actually is absorbing. And since it's sweating, therefore for sure it absorbs, therefore it's going to be awesome. My time, why? What's the reason? The Torah said about a klicheres, the flavors never leave its walls forever. Once it goes in, then it is in and it is there. Well, why is this any different than Ainesech? The Darish Lumir Emar, they said, Kulumani the Kunya Shari, all glazed earthenware utensils, vessels are going to be mutter. Why are those not treated like regular ones, just like with Chametz? Chitin, if you want to say Chametz Daraisa, well, listen, Chametz Daraisa, Ainesech Drabanan. But any din that the Chachamim came up with, they did it, made it as if it was a daraisa. It's held on the same standards. And for the Gemara, is that tashmisho bechamin, is that tashmisho betzonein. I'll tell you, Pasha, the difference is that this one, the one for chametz, is used for hot things, says Rashi. That linyan chametz is shamsu kol yimus hashan chamin ubali tvei. It's hot, and therefore it absorbs more. Is that tashmisho betzonein? But these are used with nesach is to be bolei cold things. Is to hold cold things, and therefore, it's not bolea. Rabbi Kiva, ekel Ginzak. Rabbi Kiva visited a place called Ginzak. Boy, minay, they asked him, misanin l'shos or ain misanin l'shos? Do we fast for hours, or do we not do such a thing? In other words, if a person only fasts for a certain amount of time, a small amount, the rest just could go and shekiba love tainis mishay shos amayla, miu lo tam klo mitchila kolayon of a lo l'shem tainis gavin v'rishona. That's, let's say, somebody didn't eat anything until 6 hours into the day. He had no reason to do it. He just didn't. And then he was too busy or whatever it is. Can he accept upon himself a fast for the rest of the day? And the question is over here is whether such a Kabbalah is considered binding. If it is a person, then if the person later changes his mind, he wants to eat, he's not allowed to change his mind. And lo avi bidei, it wasn't in his hands. He didn't know the answer. Can kind himself, He didn't have an answer for them. So then they asked him, okay, what about kankanim, jugs of avikachavim that are used for wine, asurin o mutarin? Are they asur or are they mutar for yidden to use? Right? In other words, do you have to like do like the whole 3-day cleansing thingamajig, or can you just rinse them out and move on with life? Lavi bidei. He didn't have the answer. Bamesh shimesh Moshe. So I ask the next question. What did Moshe Rabbeinu, when he brought the karbanos, what did he wear? Kol shivasim miluim, during the times of the miluim, when they were erecting the tabernacle, right, when they were creating the mishkan, bringing out the mishkan. Lavi bidei. He didn't have the answer. Also, Shalba Bay Medrash, he came and asked the questions to the base medrash. He came to ask these questions in the base medrash. Also, Shalba Medrash, Amr, they said, Hilchasam, is Anan Lashaw. So, Halacha is, number one, yes, you can fast 4 hours at a time. That does count. And if he completes the fast, Mispal Tfilas Tainas, then he goes to Davins, it feels of Tainas, you added in different Tefillot. And that is that the idol worship was avodah zarah. Jugs are going to be good after 12 months. Rashi says miyad b'li tikkun, even if we're not doing anything. V'im ratza l'shtamish kodem lachin. If you want to use it before the mamalim b'mayim kid amran, then you do like the shtickle that we said you got to do the 3 days, filling with water and spilling it out for 3 days. Except one after the other. Bameh and bameh shishimish Moshe shiva simei amiluim. B'cholak lovin, he did it with a white cloak that was made for that. Of kahanamasni b'cholak lovin she'ein bo imra, didn't have any hem. Rashi says safa yesh omer shaliach shadu shesham ba mitrumas mishkan v'lav milsa sherei kvar nigma melacha v'shas avod mehechan shakel. Some explain the reason why you had this thing with no hem over there, says no one should be suspecting him of going in and taking from the stuff that was donated, but really it can't be because it's already finished the malacha, the shas of vodah, where would he have taken from? Next part of the Mishnah, chetzanim, azag, and shalav, gachavim, the grape season, the grape peels of vodah zaharinix are going to be aser, and the aser is an aser hana'ah, that's Rabbi Meir. The chum said that the moist ones are going to be aser, but the dry ones are going to be mutter. Tanu Rabbanu, chetzan v'zagim shalav kachavim, lachem asurim v'shem mutar. And if they're wet and moist, then they're going to be aser. And if they're dry, then they're going to be mutter. Hai ninu lachem, hai ninu v'shem. Like, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lachem kol shnei masar chodesh. They're considered moist the entire 12 months that they've been pressed. V'shem achashem chodesh is after 12 months. Yitmar, Amar Rabbi Chana bar Amar Rabbi Berchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kishin Asurin, Asurin Afil Ba'ana. When they're Asur even Ba'ana. Kishin Mutarin, Mutarin Afil Ba'achila. When they're Mutar even to eat. Right? When they're Asur, they're not even going to use for anything. You can't use it for, it's just Ba'ana. Because they have the taste of wine, therefore the tree is like the wine itself. After 12 months, so it all dries out, and therefore it's considered like eats, and you've allowed it, God, you've allowed to eat it. Amar Rav Zvid, Hai Durdaya de Chamra de Aramai, the sediment of wine of the Arameans. Rashi says Durdaya is the Shmarim, the sediment. Basar Tresar Yarche Shata Shari. After 12 months passes, they are going to be mutter. Next, Amar of Chaviva Bredurava, Hani Gulfe, jugs that are wine, Yain Esachinim, Basar Tresar Yarche Shata Shari. After 12 months of the year, they are mutar. They're mutar. Next, I'm Rav Chaviva. Hani, beep, turn the base. I'm down on the base. After the taya, leather canteens of those travelers. Rashi says, chimas me'or av, v'karnas or butin, they're thick leather. The taya, ochi drachim, nosin osam mele, yayin lemerchak, v'havi kemachniso lekiyum. It's like they fill it up for, you know, they travel for quite some time over there. You know, for a distance, therefore they fill it up in order to be mekayim for kiyum. Shemachi bai shehiya yud bischolish. Because then you have to wait for 12 months. Basar trisiyachi shata shari. After 12 months, it's mutter. Another thing that is Amar Achabrei the Ravika Hani Purtzani Daramai the grape. Rashi's present is psolus shel anavim the chreft of the anavim the grapes of the Arameans. Basar trisiyachi shata shari. After 12 months, they are mutter. Amar Achabrei the Ravika. Fifth thing over here Hani Gulfe Shchime Vuchme red and black jugs from the avodah zaranix. Basar trisiyachi shata shari. After 12 months, they are mutter. The Hamurias, the next part of the Mishnah. Remember, Murias, we said, is It's like fish oil mixed with fatty fish insides. Right? So we said like this. The Mishnah said other things. Amurius, back in the Mishnah, said Amurius and Gvinas base unyaki shalovikuchavim are aser. Visurin isra'ana. That's why we mayor chamam ein isurin ein isurin isra'ana. It is not an iser, which is asur bihana'a. Okay. Now, the reason why it would be us is because we're scared that the Avodah Zarah mixed their Yain Nesach into it. Tanu Rabbanan, Murias Uman Mutter. The Murias of a Uman, a professional, this guy knows how to make it, that's going to be Mutter, because he's not going to add anything into it, you know, to mess himself up or to mess his business up. Rashi says, Shal Ovi Kachavim Uman Mutter. Murias Lo Avdi Midagim Temeim. These can't be made from Dagim Temeim. Mishum Chamra. And because of wine, kasrin on life. Uman, lo rami bay chamra, kidim afars ozil, I did enough for shumne, pam rishon, vishin, mekakulu chamra. Right, we're going to see about this that somebody who has his business, as Rashi's saying here, is he manufactures murias. He's not going to put wine in it. Into the murias he makes in the first two, like when he would add the fish fatty intestines, because murias. That's made in the first and second thing is extremely high in fat. The wine is going to mess up the fat content and ruin the whole quality, so he's not going to go do that. So therefore, it's mutter. And we're talking about Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Af Chilak Uman Mutter. The Chilak of a professional is going to be mutar. Chilak is a type of fish that's called sultanis. And we're talking about the chilek of a professional, of an uman, of a fisherman, is also a mutter because he's going to take out the non-kosher fish that become mixed up in all of the catch when he goes and catches it. Rashi says that it's a type of fish, min dagim tohorim, v'sultanis shmanis imi sultanis, kidim afarish lakamana, we're going to see b'pirkan, uvikatanu, so elos na pirkas kas, it doesn't have fins and scales, v'asid ligdal, l'achizman, it grows after, z'armina l'kaman, chilek shal ovid kuchavim aser, also min dagim kitanim vinim kar harbi biyachad v'pnei ma'asura v'pnei she'ervuna ola ima dagim tamayim domin la v'ola nima v'hai chilek uman kevin de uman hu baki badaver mavdilin heimana heimenu mishum de lo chashiv taima umikalkale le zotane sumari le lakuli arve. So you have this thing that what happens is a very small thing. They sold them, you know, they're very small fish. And we ask her going ahead, eating the chilek by sold by Avodah Zarah, because there's another type of fish which is not kosher, which is very similar to it, and they find them together with them, and it's hard to, you know, to get clear which ones are which because they don't have the fins in the scales yet. But that of the Avodah Zarah, if the Avodah Zarah is a professional fisherman, then the chilek is going to be chilak, this food, this fish, is mutter, because he's a bucky to be able to, and he knows how to pick out the ones that are not, and also, he wants to do that to make sure that he separates these, because the non-kosher fish have are not a good flavor, which is passed over to the chilek, and therefore, if you keep it with it, it's going to go ruin all of his fish. Therefore, you can do it. Tani avinu b'reid Rabbi Avohu. Murias Uman Moter. The Murias of Uman is Moter. Hutani Lavu Amarla. He taught the price and he explained it. Pam Rishta Mishani Moter. The Murias produced in the first and second batches, right, of the fatty fish with the innards, that's going to be mutter. Shlosha Aser, the third one is going to be Aser. My time, why? Because Parmi Shana Mishani, the first and the second time they do it, the Nifishumanayu has a high fat content, and therefore, Lotzarch Lemir Mei Behu Chamra, one doesn't need to throw wine in it, Mikan Ve'elich, but from then on, there's less fat, and therefore it's lower quality. Rav Chamra, sometimes they throw wine there, sometimes they're throwing their Yain Esach, for it's Aser. Ha'hu Arbatim Mori Yisad, Asilim Nimela Dako, there was a boat that had Murias that came to Akko. Rashi says the Porta Balaz, Makom Shasfinus Olos Bobi Yishia Biyabasha, right? The port where the boats come on the shore. Osef Abba, Demin Akko Natori Ba'adar, Abba of Akko, he put guards to make sure that the workers on the boat, who are Avodah Zarah, wouldn't mix wine into the Murias. Amar Lei, so Amar Lei Rava, so Rava says to him, Ada Ida Manita, and until now, who watched over it? Why aren't you worried they already mixed it into it? Amalei says back, because Ada Idna l'may nechashla. Until now, what exactly do you want to be worried about? Maybe they put wine over there before they left. No, we're not worried about that because in the country where this this boat comes from, Kista de Morias Bluma. A Kista de Morias is sold for a Beluma. Right? It says Kista Shema Mida Beluma Bezuza. Bemedina Shel Ovi Kachavim Zeh Yain Nimkar Beyoker. It's very expensive, the wine. Vamurias Bezal, the Morias is very cheap. Avakana Yain Bezal. Here it flips. The wine is cheap. Vamurias Beyoker. Vachashin La Ruve. We're going to mix it. So Kista de Chamra Ba'ar Belumi. So we see a Kista of Morias is one Luma. And a Kista de Chamra Ba'ar Belumi is four Luma. And therefore, you don't want to go ahead and it sold for four lumas. Amarle, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zeira, Dilma Aidi Ditzur Asu, but maybe they came and they passed by Tzor, right? The boat went near the coast of Tzor on the way to Akko. And the Shavi Chamer, where wine is not expensive over there. So why aren't we worried that maybe they did it over there? Amalei says, no, hasam ikule upsuri ika. Over there, by that location, there are whirlpools and melted snow from the mountains. So they're not able to get over there. Therefore, we have to be worried that they actually stopped over there and that they mixed anything in. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, Gvinas Bis Unyaki, the cheese of Bis Unyaki, right, of Avodah Zarnix, is Aser for Hana. This is Rabbi Meir. The Chum said that the Isser is not an Isser Hana'a. My Rabbi Shimon Melakish, why did they ask for the cheese of Bais Unyaki to get Hana'a? Rabbi Meir, Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, the Aser lay, but no, this is also Hana'a. Nisha Rova Golem Shel Osa Ir Nishchatan Lavas Kacham, because most of the Agolem, the baby cows of that town, are shechted for the sake of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, my Midan is a Chalo Bekevasan, and they're Maimid. Cheese are produced using the rennet of that stomach. So if we have to be worried that the possibility that the cheese was produced with the rennet of a cow, that was Aser B'Hana'a because it was already worshipped at Avodah Zarah, which would cause the cheese to become Aser B'Hana'a as well. My area, Rov HaGolem, why is Rish Lakish talking about the most of the baby cows? I feel a miyot nami, even if it was only a miyot, right? It's that they were shechted for Avodah Zarah, the cheese would still become Aser. For Hana Kuntur Meir, Tahari Meir Chayish Lemuta. A Meir is Choshesh for the Miot. Right? This is Gemara. Says, Perak Beis Diavamos. No, Perak Basra. Diavamos Tafkuf Yates. Katan Uktana Lo Cholzim Dolmiyabmin. Katan Shami Yimsa Sris. Katana Shami Timasa Island is. You know, it's very unlikely that this is the case. We're worried that maybe that is the case, and therefore he is Choshesh for the Miot, and therefore the Miot also. Maybe this cow that was used. Was a Vodazar, and therefore it's a problem, even if it's only a miyot. And for the Gemara, if you want to say that majority, Rashi says, the majority of the cows there are shechted of Vodaz Kochavim, then Ikala Mesar Gavina. Then you could ask the Gavina, Mishum Chashasha, the miyot, Kebos Hasuros, the minority of the stomachs that are Aser, Bahana, the Rov Agalim have a miyot. Lagabe Shar Behema, because majority of Agalim are going to consider the minority reference to other Behemas, Shemamidim, Behema, Kiva, saying they're using their stomachs to do things. So it says Gemara, Iyamart Ro, if you want to say the majority of them of Bais Unyaki or Shechted for Avodah Zarah, then Ikamiyat, then we can say that there's a Miyat of animals in total, which are going to be Aser, which is why Rav Meir would say that this cheese of this thing is going to be Aser. Well, not Iyamart Miyat, if you want to say that only a minority of these cows are Aser, then Kevan de Ika Rov Agalim de Einish Chatan Levaskar Chavim, then since there is a Rov, a majority of cows that are not Shechted for Avodah Zarah, Vikan Nami Shar Behemas de Einish Chatan Levaskar Chavim, and their other animals are not Shechted for Avodah Zarah, then Haveli Miyuta de Miyuta. That ends up being a minority of a minority. Miyuta de Miyuta lo Chashver Meir. Meir is not going to be Choshesh for a Miyuta de Miyuta, that was the stomach that was done over there. And therefore, it wouldn't be Aser. So that's what Rish Lakish had to say, that there was a majority of the cows of Binyaki that were shechted for Avodah Zarah. Amar Lei Rabbi Shimon Bar Eliyakim, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Ki Nishchatan Avos Kachav Mehavi. And even if they did shecht them for Avodah Zarah, what's the issue? V'ha'at hu deshari, you're the one who matir is getting Hana from such an animal. Right? Now, what does that mean? Rish Lakish is not going to be matir hana from Avodah Zarah. But what it means over here is that he matirs hana from a animal that was shechted with intent to throw the dam for Avodah Zarah, which is what was normally done over there. Right? The Deitmar, we said, someone who shechted an animal to throw its dam for Avodah Zarah, then Rashi says, it's not that you shechted the animal for Avodah Zarah. She Avodah B'Shechita, Ella, Chasha b'shchita al menas lizrok. Had in mind to then throw the blood after. L'haktir chelba lovas b'chavim, or to burn its fat from the zara. Yochanan Omer asura. Yochanan says it's going to be aser. Kasaver mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. He holds and references animal becoming aser. One can intend from one service to another service, and v'alfin chutz mirpnim. And we learn out the din of avodah zara. Of that are done outside of the Beis HaMikdash from the karbanas that are done inside of the Beis HaMikdash, right? In the case of a regular karban, you have the din of pigel, and that it's going to be pasul when it shechted, when the shechita was done with the intent to throw the dam after the time that the Torah lets you do such a thing. So Rav Yochanan is saying that just like we see that the laws of pigel, that the kohen's intent during the shechita to throw its dam on the mizbeach outside of the zman that you're able to be doing it is going to immediately consider it pigel. So to be said in reference to avodah zarah, the one who shechs an animal intending to throw its dam for avodah zarah, the animal is immediately going to become avodah zarah. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Muteris. Rish Lakish says that it's muter because you can't intend from one avoda to another by avodah zara. So therefore, according to Rish Lakish, even if avodah zara shechted the cow with the intent to throw its dam for avodah zara, then it wouldn't become aser. So how do we explain over here? Rabbi Meir is iser the cheese to aser b'hanavi. Like what is going on? And for the Gemara, Amalei says Shimon Lakish, tarmincha shaidcha. May your fortune be raised for you. Rashi says, Yaru mazalucha, your mazal should be raised up. But Omer, right? In other words, you're asking good, but this is not good because but Omer begemar zvichahu ovda. The Mishnah is talking about the case where the shochet says that he means to worship the avodah zara with the completion of the shechita, that the shechita itself is going to be the avodah zara. Right, so in that case, everyone's going to be masking that it becomes Asir Vahana because the Shechita itself is done for Avodah Zarah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.